Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Huh? I think that's right.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everyone.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast for all the returning Legend fans. Come on in. Yeah, make yourself at home. Yeah.
Make yourself at home. Welcome to the most professional podcast there is.
Yes.
Because we pre-prod.
Pre-prod, baby.
Guys, we pre-prod. Not the intro, but the rest of the thing.
Yes,
do.
Indeed. to all the new listeners, welcome to the Halo Halo Show. Rika G over there, all the way in the UK.
Yee-yee.
And I'm here in the Philippines. But we talk about stuff that goes on in the Philippines. That's pretty much the gist of this podcast, man.
That's it. It's like a little ball that you can keep in your pocket and remember that that's what we talk about.
That's true.
But in, you know, like, that's not just the only thing that we talk about, because we also have a whole program for you.
We do, yeah. We have a whole itinerary
first,
set in store.
I know. First, we talk about our lives and everything that we watched or what happened. So it's called Where You Been. Mm. And then after that, we have our TTs. What are our TTs for today?
Our TTs or our trending topics. We're going to start off by talking about the something that happened on It's Showtime, which I don't know what network it's on. I feel like it's been on all 17 networks.
I think it's on GMA now. Yeah,
it happened when actress and singer Janella Salvador, she guested on the show. She was promoting her new song, by the way, which is a banger. It's called Head Tone. It's got Sabrina Carpenter vibes, I would say. But anyway, when they were I don't know if they were extroing her, but something like Kim Chu, who's one of the hosts of Showtime, said, do a sample. And then she had a reply. So we'll talk about her reply and why that reply went viral. I don't know why it went viral, TBH. But we'll talk about the reply and some things that happened after that. So that's our first one. Our second one is Taylor Sheesh. What happened with Taylor Sheesh?
Taylor Sheesh, unfortunately, was assaulted in one of her performances in Pampanga. So we're going to talk about that and how important it is to talk about it and the reply of the mayor of Pampanga and how it's being dealt right now.
Okay. And then our final TT is the ever viral April Fool's marketing ploy of Taragis, ano? Takoyaki. Taragis Takoyaki.
I know. It's like, because Taragis is short for Putragis.
I think so. Parang ganun.
Putaragis. Parang ganun. And it's a bad word. But it's so funny because obviously it's a brand and that they have to say it. And on the news and all the videos of like all these news channels, they say Taragis on air. On TV. And I'm like...
Yeah. So we're talking about their viral marketing ploy where they quote-unquote made someone tattoo their forehead with their logo and they would pay them $100,000. Then it turned out, eventually it came out that it was an April Fool's prank. So we'll talk about that all in the podcast. So you can jump to the timestamps if you want, but let's go to Where You Been. And who's
you
first?
Go first.
I'm first.
You.
Okay, dude. I had a long week, man. I hosted for 4 days in a row at Manila International Auto Show, or MIAS 2024. And it was cool, man. I hosted for a brand called MG, which is originally British, I think. But then I think it became more Chinese manufactured, like, in the mid-2000s, yeah. So anyway, I don't know shit about cars. All right? I'm not going to lie to you. But those cars are fucking beautiful. Those MG cars are so nice, man. They had new
And plus, in car shows, obviously, they're really going to show the best.
The best,
right?
Dude. And they had the, I mean, this was part of my spiels throughout the day. They were the biggest booth in all of Mia's 2024. Kasi dalawa pala yung venue ng Mia's. Did you know that? I always went to World Trade kasi. But they
I've
also
never been
a,
to that car
you've never
show
been to Manila
before.
International Auto Show? Oh, really?
No.
Oh, man, it's so much fun.
I went to the history convention, oh, yes.
So, okay, a little rundown. Manila International Auto Show, it's something that happens every year. Well, I don't know if it happened during the pandemic. I probably doubt it. But even pre-pandemic, I would go all the time just because they have, like you said, all the latest models. You can sit in the seat in a car that you'll never afford and just kind of for 2 minutes just be like, damn, this is nice.
Yeah, this is the life.
Yeah. So there are two venues pala, World Trade Center and then SMX Convention Center, the one next to MOA. So MG's booth was in SMX and they had the biggest booth across both venues. And if you ever go again next year, because it's done now, may mga shuttle service sila. So if ever you go to one venue, you can take the free shuttle service, which will take you to the other venue. And yeah, they had 12 cars on display. Five of them were electric vehicles because electric vehicles are being pushed now in the Philippines. And I think it's a cool change. I don't know how feasible it is now to kind of get an EV if you're gonna go outside of Metro Manila. Kasi wala masyadong charging stations, di ba?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And plus, you know, when you go to, let's say, from Manila to Batangas, it's not just like a 30-minute drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you will run into some problems if wala kang
charger.
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
sa
wala,
Baguio, meron na daw, sa Camp John Hay, they have a charging station. But anyway, they're pushing EVs, which is also good because you walang coding if you get an EV.
Really?
Yeah, I learned that recently lang. If you get an electric vehicle, you're exempt from coding. So I guess it's an incentive for people to switch to electric. My favorite was this one called the Roadster. Na two-door, na yung butterfly door. You know the shit that you see in rap videos?
Yeah, the one that like, goes
it's
up.
So cool, man. Parang sobrang cool niya. 4.5 million pesos worth of cool, but
4.5 million no. lang naman. Yeah, you know, just like a little tiny price tag on it.
And dude, so basically the first day was the opening, which was on a Thursday, and the big bosses were there, and then we had an opening spiel, like just
do you ever talk to like the big bosses?
I do. They actually like that. I think they enjoyed our work. Oh, and I say ours. So I had a co-host for all 4 days. Cool lady. Her name is Queen Semana. So if you look her up on Instagram, she's like an influencer. You might even follow her. Some of the Lech fans might follow her. So Queen Semana, we hosted it. And then after the hosting, the bosses went up to say, hey, very good job. So I was like, yeah. Cool. And then like
that always like puts pressure on it. I feel like, because sure. I tell you a story about one of the few times that I talked to the bosses of one of the events that I hosted.
Okay.
So I hosted for Air Asia, and then so one guy sat next to me and I started kind of like connecting, alam mo yun, yung parang trying
PR-ing,
to
man.
you know like
I
conversation
do that all the time.
I did not know who it was. I didn't know who he was. I thought that he was like one of the manager or like, I don't know, parang high bosses.
Right.
And then in the end, obviously I made a fool out of myself because I tried to stir up a conversation about, you know, like air travel or whatever.
How's the air
that was
up
the most
there?
Stupid.
How's the air
it's
up
stupid,
there?
Okay, but I tried. And then in the end, like, nung tapos na yung briefing, we would like to invite our CEO to say something. Tapos tumayo siya. Tapos parang, oh my God! Yung CEO na Air Asia, I cannot! Literally, I wanted
to
dig a
hole.
He was
down to earth to, like, talk to you, right? I mean...
And I know. And, like, kind of, like... At saka, he was really down to earth to kind of continue the conversation. Full, like, feeling ko, like, knowing in full na wala naman tong alam. Bakit ko nakausap na ito?
Wait, what was your, like, icebreaker?
Wait, hindi ko alam. Hindi ko na maalala. I think it's, oh my God, hindi ko na maalala.
My icebreaker would be, bakit yung mga flight numbers niyo sobrang daming numbers? Why can't it just be Air Asia 1, 2,
bakit tayo, ano, bakit tayo, MNL or whatever. Hindi ko alam. Pero swear, as in, I was so embarrassed. But he was really nice, honestly. But anyway, that's just a side
question. I mean, just on that note, I think the bosses of MG that we met, there are two guys from, I think, I mean, they were Chinese. I don't know if they're from Taiwan or China, But they were really down to earth. And then, like, yung product manager na Pinoy naman was super cool as well. And all 4 days, I mean, the first day yun yung opening. Then the last 3 days was really just a show. So people visiting, coming in and checking out the cars. And we just had spiels top of the hour. Sobrang petiks lang. Like, literally, we'd work for 10 minutes every hour. And then, dala ko yung laptop ko na yung holding area na sobrang lamig ng air ko. It's like a dream kind of for, in terms of prod teams. Because did I share with you the nightmare prod
team? Yeah. So, the recent one.
Yeah, there have been some nightmare prod teams. But this was with Stratworks. You've worked with Stratworks, right? They're always on top of their thing. So shout out to Stratworks. Shout out to MG. If you have a chance to go check out Mia's 2025 next year. The tickets aren't that expensive. It's like 120 pesos. So, you know, get some eye candy with the cars. If you're into car show models, that's where they all are. They have car show girls all everywhere, which is I think I talked about this on the podcast. It's kind of crazy that, like, there's so many photographers that go there. And, like, the models seem to know a lot of them. But siguro mga ano, parang they're always at the shows. But, man, they must be so tired because they're taking photos all fucking day. All day they're taking photos.
For sure.
It is crazy. And
so it's not just like, so they're taking photos of the whole event, not just the models, right?
Some of them, I'm pretty sure some guys go there just to take photos with the models, right?
Right.
Because
I mean, like, it kind of makes sense because it could be a specialty. Alam mo yun, yung parang their niche.
Oh, yeah, magaling sila. You mean the photographers or the
models? The photographers for the models.
Diba? I think so. And they always, I mean, I think after the photo, they approach the model, then they parang pinapa, you know, like they airdrop the photo. So, at least they get something for their portfolio or whatever, the ladies. But dude, I feel like they're just standing there all day. It's crazy. Kami, nakaupo kami sa backstage. Diba? So anyway, that was cool. And then, nagkataon, si JL, remember JL? Our friend JL from, JL, shout out to JL and shout out to Team Propel. He now works for Propel. So before, Rika and I worked with JL, a cool guy, for Adidas. So he got me for another brand. It's going to come out in about a week. He didn't say I can
I swear, JL pulls through.
He pulls through, man. He pulls strings, baby.
He pulls strings and he gives you jobs. Yeah.
Wala naman sinabi na don't talk about it. So I'll say, because it's probably going to come out next week. I got, for the first time, a project with Uniqlo, man.
Amazing. Yes, that is the project.
Love
the dream project.
Uniqlo. Dude, I love Uniqlo. You know how much I love Crocs and Sanuks when it comes to shoes, dude. My clothes, honestly think it's like 90% Uniqlo. So JL hit me up. He's like, do you want to do a video shoot thing for Uniqlo?
Yes.
I said, yes.
that is the answer.
Dude, and it was they're so generous. Dude, they gave me, I shot for the new, Aerism cotton V-neck. Aerism oversized cotton V-neck. Cotton V-neck over. Aerism.
Sure, kind of John. Final answer,
But it's the Aerism cotton V-neck, which is dropping soon. And, dude, they gave me like 6 shirts. I got a pair of parachute pants. I got a hoodie. And then, like you said, nag-PR din ako. Kasi JL works for like the yung parang agency. But so there was a Uniqlo client there. Not the CEO naman. Not the CEO like your AirAsia story. But I PR'd and I'm hoping that I can develop a relationship with them. So I think I might have something on Friday with them. I think. Hindi pa pinapa-confirm. But I think I'm going to host something for Uniqlo on Friday.
Yes.
As well, so.
You know, that's really what I miss about our job, basically. Yeah. When I was back in the Philippines, our job is meeting different people and working with brands.
Yeah.
Kasi ako, sobrang, for me, it's just really exciting that you have this opportunity to work with a brand.
That you've been
and
using
And it's not just forever. That you've been using and you believe in and you really like them.
Yeah.
And then they give you the freedom to, you know, like, be creative, whatever you want. And especially when you're on stage for an event. Yes, they give you a program or, you know, something to say, but basically, you can like freestyle, and that also goes the same with whenever you post something on Instagram
for them,
diba?
Yeah. When I was thinking about it, now that you mentioned that, dude, there's so many brands that I used before, or like whatever, you know, just big brands that are household names, And it's so cool that they approached us to do stuff. I mean, Jollibee, right? Jollibee, right? It was always something. Jollibee, man. Come on. I work with McDonald's. That's cool to say, right?
As in, for me, grabe, the coolest thing that I can probably tell people would be, I worked with McDonald's for a social media post for the BTS meal. For me, high point in my life. Man. High point in my life.
I'm trying to think because, I mean, we work with a lot of cool brands. I'm trying to think of the brand. Uniqlo for me, nagtataktad again. Adidas also because Adidas was, I've always worn Adidas for most of my life. I've had both Nike and Adidas, TBH, but I like Adidas as well. Jollibee, McDo, like you said. Ano pa ba? There's so many.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Sanuk, man. Sanuk probably is top. That is up there. Sanuk is up
there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Crocs is wala pa eh. They get people who did not like Crocs before and they get them as their influencer. I don't know why. I've been wearing Crocs forever as well. That's what happened on the hosting front. So look out. Oh, by the way, so let your fans, if you see the video posted on the Uniqlo PH Instagram and stuff, drop a comment, say, hey, I like that guy, so that they get me again.
Show some love, man.
Tag me in there. Anyway, real quick, before we move on to you, movies and TV shows, gotta recommend. I watch in theaters. The new Godzilla versus Kong movie, the new Empire.
Ah, yes.
And, we love that
big
shit.
Creatures.
Yeah, we do.
We love that. We do.
And if you go onto the Reddit discussing the movie, it's the same comments. It's like, wow, that movie was stupid. I loved it. Like, that's the vibe. And it really is. I mean, there's some really great action scenes. But I will have to say, unlike the last movie, which I think was better, Yung Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong, the first one. Mm-hmm.
Kong Skull Island?
No. Kong Skull Island is like a prequel. So it's part of the universe.
For me, Kong Skull Island is top tier.
Good movie.
Top tier.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the first one, Rika G, I mean the first Godzilla versus Kong, it follows the story from Skull Island and the Godzilla movies, the American-made Godzilla movie.
Diba yung Godzilla versus Kong was the one where she was protecting her children?
I don't remember the story.
Baby Godzilla.
I remember is they fucked up Hong Kong when they fought. That's what I remember.
they always do.
Back to what I was saying, it's mostly a Kong movie. I would say this time versus yung last one. Parang they got ample screen time each of them. This is like This is like a King Kong movie featuring Godzilla. Godzilla is barely in
this. The thing is, when it comes to Godzilla versus Kong, King Kong, who do you think is like in your head will win?
Oh no,
because obviously, it's different in that.
It's Godzilla.
Talaga?
Yeah, they make it clear in the last movie that Godzilla is just so dominant. Godzilla has fire breath and shit.
Bro, naniniwala ako na it's Kong. All the way.
Really?
Well, yeah,
maybe in other lore.
You can
lore.
Grab Godzilla and its tail and then whip him around.
Godzilla is way bigger than him in these movies, though. But maybe in different, maybe in a different lore. Pwede.
Lagi ako naniniwala na parang, kunwari, there's a Godzilla versus Kong. I'm always thinking that, oh my gosh, Godzilla, you should just go home. I'm so sorry.
Godzilla's
you should
badass,
just leave.
Man. Overall, would I recommend it? Yeah, if you're like Rika and myself, where you just love big, because the worst part of the movie is the humans. They gotta get rid of the humans in those movies.
I think in general, humans are just crap.
They're just there to exposition and explain stuff that really doesn't have to be explained. If you watch the movie, you could get it. I would recommend it. It's a good time, and I think it's a great watch in theater. It's one of those movies that I feel like is just better in theaters because it's big monsters and great sound. I didn't watch it in 3D, but I hear it's good in 3D. Hindi ko lang
binapa. Dapat talaga wala nang humans because usually they're the reasons why they're the reason why it all fucks
up.
Yeah,
that's true.
That movie Life, remember?
Life, yep, it's the humans,
dude,
man.
It's It's the humans. They captured the thing.
They were poking it with electricity.
I know. Yeah. Tapos parang nabuhay tuloy, nagalit tuloy.
Fuck around and find
out. You could have just left it alone. Mm. Literally, it was thriving in Mars.
Yeah.
Leave it. Yeah, anyway.
And then the other things that I've been watching, man, on Amazon naman, is Invincible. I know I've recommended this show before, but season 2 just finished. So if you haven't watched Invincible, it's a cartoon. It's not for kids. It's a very violent cartoon. But if you watch episode 1, you're going to think it's like one of those 90s early morning kids shows until you get to the final like 5 minutes of that episode. Then you're going to realize, oh, shit got real. Why? It's based off of a comic series from Mark Miller, who also did the Walking Dead comics, I think. I'm not sure. But it's a great show, and season 2 just ended. So if there's any reason for you to sign up for that free Amazon Prime trial that is probably on one of your... But they always give away, services, like whether through a cell phone plan or something, or maybe like GCash points, I don't know. Go get it and watch it. It's a great show. And season 2 was super nice. Getting the voice acting, it stars J.K. Simmons and also Steven Yeun, who plays the main guy, mm-hmm. Invincible. Sandra Oh from your Grey's Anatomy.
Wow, an all-star cast.
All-star cast, man. And then the other thing that I want to recommend real quick on Disney Plus naman is, for all fans of Marvel, is the X-Men cartoon, the new one, X-Men 97. So if you ever watched the X-Men cartoon growing up, it's actually a continuation of the 90s cartoon. It's called X-Men 97. It kind of has the same art style as the 90s show, but they just updated it with a little bit of a more modern look. And it's really good. The animation is great. The storylines so far are pretty cool. So if you like X-Men, it's a good way to... Or if you like Marvel, it's a good show. If you like the X-Men, it's a great show. If you haven't watched anything about the X-Men, I still think you could watch it. Although, you should probably watch the 90s cartoon, which is also on Disney Plus. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, on Netflix, real quick, anime recommendation, Solo Leveling is so good. That show is great. I'm not going to delve into it because I feel like I could talk about it for like an hour. But Solo Leveling, X-Men 97, Invincible, all cartoons or anime, very worth the watch. And Finn, how about you, friend?
All right. I'm going to start with just today. Today, I actually went to this community project near where I live. It's called Home Farm. And I volunteered to be a part of their media/PR marketing team. So it's a volunteer position where, you know, you can just like do what you can, basically. So the whole idea of the Home Farm, so it's Holme. So it's like a community project where they have like woodwork workshops and crafting workshops, candle making, whatever, like there's gardening or something like that. And one of the reasons why I wanted to volunteer, so recently I signed up for this website where it's kind of like LinkedIn, but for volunteers.
Okay.
So it's big here in the UK. And I don't know if like there's something like that in the Philippines, but basically it's a website where you build your profile and then people will reach out to you if they need your skills. So, yun siya. Reach Volunteering yung pangalan ng website. So, I don't know if there's like a thing.
Unpaid yan. Like, it's volunteer work.
Unpaid, yeah. Okay. So, medyo strict sila that when people get you to be a volunteer, you can't really be paid for anything. Or else, you need a working visa for that thing. You know what I mean? Which I have, which is okay. I have a separate visa for that. But anyway, I just figured I wanted to volunteer because, first of all, I don't know anybody here in the UK. And I feel like it would always be a good idea to kind of like be part of something.
Yeah.
Kasi, you know, I have all of this creative energy and I have all of these ideas that I wanna turn into a podcast or a video. Pero wala akong way to channel it. Like, right. I'm not part of anything. I'm not part of a company or a group or a
club.
Whatever. Yeah. So I decided, okay, I'll give this a shot. So I went to the farm earlier today. It was really cool because it's a parang pagdating mo talaga dun, it's like a community-led thing that they welcome you. Hey, you know, you're part of us now and everything. And what I'm most excited about it is You get to kind of like help them promote what they do, who they are. And basically, that's like my forte. It's our forte, di ba? Na parang, you know, you hype something up. And I'm gonna lend my skills, I guess, with podcasting. Kasi feeling ko, in that community project alone, ang dami ng stories within it. Mm. And yeah, so it was pretty exciting. And I can't wait. Pero alam mo yung parang problem ko minsan is I don't know where to start because it's such a casual thing na join us, you can do whatever you want, and then just like we'll see.
Yeah.
So medyo may fear ako when it comes to that, but I hope something happens. And plus, you know, like I said, like I have all of these like creative ideas that I want to do for a podcast, but I don't know where to put it. So this is where I'm going to put it. Nice. So yeah, I volunteered for that one. It was pretty cool. I saw lizards and snakes and everything. Nice. They have it there because it's like a land. So parang hindi nila ginugulo yung land. So if there are like lizards there, a family of lizards just living in there, it's just gonna thrive, man. So true. It's fine. So yeah, that's what I did, and then obviously just working at the coffee shop as well. But I did watch a couple of things on Netflix. So first, we finished watching the Divergent series, which is after...
Which they never finished. They never finished the movie, right?
They never did. Like, dun sa ending ng third movie, there was a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You'd think that they're going to follow it up with something, but the last movie got canceled.
Yeah,
I think it's because of the whole pandemic.
No, it wasn't. It was the... Because I was working in the movie theater when these movies came out. The last movie that came out underperformed so bad at the box office that they were like, we're not going to release a second one. We're just going
to be fair, money. I do have a thought when it comes to that. Because the last movie was called Allegiant, right?
Yeah. Parang Allegiant Part 1 and, or something like that.
They split it. So, parang weird lang kasi na the whole movie, although it was called Allegiant, hindi yun yung focus ng movie. Ang weird. Gets mo?
I don't remember parang the movie at all. I know I watched it.
Yeah, hindi siya yung... Kasi at the end of the movie, I'm like, okay, so Ali, okay, parang hindi yun yung point ng movie. Anyway, but I must say the whole universe of the Divergent series is much more well thought out
than the Maze Runner
compared to the Maze Runner, which I just watched maybe a couple of weeks ago. So for me, it's much better, that world, it's much more explained. Pero medyo, so watching Allegiant, the last movie, I did not know anything about that movie. So all I was thinking was, if aliens come out, or zombies, or monsters, I'm out. I'm over it. Because I feel like it will just take away from the movie, from the point of the movie. I'm like, zombies, I'm out, dude.
That's like me in Game of Thrones. When the snow zombies, the white walkers, you mean the zombies? And then the dragons came out? Like, I thought it was just about people, that's why.
Yeah.
Dragons. Anyway.
So, I watched that one, which is, yeah, it was pretty enjoyable. Another thing that maybe I also want to talk about would be the love story aspect. Because I feel like in a lot of these apocalyptic movies, syempre may love story aspect, even in the Hunger Games. Pero what I like about the Hunger Games is they really make it the point na there's no time for love when you are fighting for your freedom, when you're fighting for your world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's his name? Other guy. Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Hemsworth.
What's his name in the
movie,
man?
Pita and... Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. But anyway, alam mo yun, yung parang, yes, there is a point na parang, oh, we really want to be together and fall in love or whatever. But you can't do that when you're at war.
Yeah.
So parang minsan, it for me, nawawala, or parang it really, kumbaga parang it's like a wet towel na parang nawawala yung idea na apocalyptic nga pala yung mundo and there's like this virus or whatever going around when there's like a thriving love story. You know what I mean?
All right. Gale, that's his name. Gale.
Gale.
Yeah, Gale.
To be honest, every time I watch Hunger Games, I always think that, Oh my God, make up your mind, Katniss. Make up your mind.
To be fair, Gale is so much hotter than Peeta in the movies. I don't think it should have been that
way. Ang tawag kay Peeta, actually, is a sad boy. Sad boy talaga siya doon sa buong movie na yun. Sorry.
Si Gale fuck boy.
Tapos si Gale, hindi, actually si Gale, ano eh.
He's a simp, bro. He's a simp. He's a soft boy. So, nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, soft boy. Yeah.
Pero sad boy talaga si Peeta, no? That guy is so sad. Sad. But I get it. I think kasi I read the first book eh. I think he had a, maybe he's like a baker's son or whatever. Mm-hmm. So parang he's lonely talaga eh. He's like, he was like a lonely dude.
Hindi. At saka, kung iisipin mo, Katniss made him believe that they're falling in love. That she actually has feelings for him.
Which she eventually developed. Parang,
Especially, yeah, and especially dun sa point na parang na-realize niya after na atang ina, hindi pala niya ako mahal kasi gusto niya lang mabuhay. Yeah. But if you think about it, like, di ba, parang, hello, nabuhay ka din because of that whole shebang. Yeah. Anyway, that's the Hunger Games, but I watched the Divergent series.
Theo James Another was super thing, hot, no? That's his name, right?
Four?
That's his name, right? Four?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty hot in the first movie. I thought he was like, damn, this guy is good looking. Because I'd never seen him before. And then he was in the Step Up movies, didn't it? Or one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, this guy is good looking. It's Theo James.
Okay, lang din. Yeah.
Okay. Of course, my cousin had a huge crush on Shailene Woodley for a while, too.
So. Yeah. It's just so fucked up that Shailene Woodley and what's his name? Yung brother niya. She has a brother there.
I know in the movie. See, I know. See, in Fault movie. In Our Stars.
Yeah. See, Baby Driver. What's his name?
See, Augustus Waters. Baby Driver.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up because it's gonna bother me. See, Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort. It's just so fucked up that they're brother and sister in that movie, and then The Fault in Our Stars.
Which is a good movie, by the way. Fault in Our Stars.
It is a good movie.
Is he canceled though? Isn't he canceled? Ansel Elgort.
Why?
There was something about him dating like an underage girl or something before. I don't know. Anyway,
always not a good look. Never. Not cute. Never a good look. So another thing that I watch is called The Dairy Girls. So it's on Netflix right now, but it was originally on Channel 4 here in the UK. So it's based in Northern Ireland. So it's a series about this group of young girls and just their daily lives, you know, like the problems of teenagers and stuff like that. But what I like about it, it's behind that whole thing that's happening in Ireland that time, which is like the national conflict, like they were at war basically. So alam mo yun, yung parang minsan may kita mo, it's like Skins,
okay,
or ano ba yung ganun na parang TV show, alam mo yun, very like teenagers, like
Degrassi. no, I'm just kidding.
Like, pero ganun siya, like, it's about teenagers living their daily lives in their high school or their outfits, prom or dance. Pero there would be scenes of national conflict, of war.
Wow.
So ganun siya. So very powerful, I guess. And what they're saying is people live through that kind of thing. So, and I really appreciate it.
What decade was that? Like 80s?
I want to say 90s. Okay. I want to say just like late 80s to 1990s.
In the 1990s, Northern Ireland.
So it's not, it wasn't long ago. It wasn't long ago when that happened.
Yun ba yung kalaban yung North and South ng Ireland, like the Republic of Ireland? And then
my friend Charlotte, I met her
on camp.
So my friend Charlotte is from Northern Ireland and she explained it all to me. But I feel like I am not the right person to explain the whole history of the conflict. Mm. But yeah, you guys can look it up. So I recommend Dairy Girls. It's very entertaining. Every single episode is just like their shenanigans and the things that they go through. Mm. But at the same time talking about an important thing that happened in history. Nice. So yeah, Dairy Girls, I recommend that one. And I want to say Finn.
Oh, speaking of, you know, yeah. Recommendation. So, dun sa Mia's 2024, our MG booth, we had a VO talent. His name is Arnell, who has the coolest voice. You know those, para si Sir Lou, you know, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. Dude. Anyway, yeah. I told him about the Halal show, and he listened to our last one. He said he really liked your recommendation ng ano yung Nickelodeon documentary. He went to watch it.
Oh, Quiet on Set.
So shout out to Arnell, and you know, people do take our recommendations pretty seriously. So
look at that.
Go check it out, man. Check out everything that we talk about. So Wapow, Turfers TT.
Wapow.
Let's talk about Janella Salvador. So Janella Salvador, once again, she actually. I want to highlight first why she was on there, because I think, you know, because of all the bad press she's been getting, I think she needs to get some good press in the first place. She mm-hmm. was highlighting her song Head Tone, which I listened to just before we recorded. It sounds like a Sabrina Carpenter song or like an Ariana Grande song.
Ooh.
It's nice, man. It's called The Head Tone. So that, I think, is out already. It's already out, so you can listen to it on Spotify and whatnot. I don't know if there's an official music video, but there's a lyric video on YouTube. That's where I listened to it. But yeah, anyway, so the controversy stems from her guesting on It's Showtime, where Kim Chu, I think, was the one who asked her, like, sample naman, Janella, sa bago mong song. So, you know, give us a little bit of a snippet. And she said, sorry, pause ako. Medyo pause ako ngayon. Kayo na lang next time, promise. And I think from the clip that's circulating online, kulang sa context was that I think Kim Chu and Ann Curtis or someone just performed a song not that long ago, like a few minutes before that segment happened. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the context saying kayo na lang, it's not like, no, you do it. It's more like, oh, you guys just sang. You know, how come you guys, why don't you guys sing right. again? Something like that. So anyway.
In my head, I thought she was saying kayo na lang as a joke.
Ah,
kasi di ba parang,
right, because of
diba,
the context
parang,
of the clip, right? Because there's no context.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah. So she said, medyo pasok ko ngayon, kayo na lang, next time, promise. So for me, her response was very normal. Like, if you're paos, you don't want to sing. And I think further context revealed that she did have some shows that she had to cancel because of her, I think, the health of her kid. She had some mall shows that she was supposed to appear at that she couldn't make. So there's, you know, stuff going on behind the scenes. But anyway, after that, the clip went viral, and then people were calling her out for being rude and disrespectful.
Where?
And I was so, you know, even if you take even the clip out of context na kayo na lang, where she says kayo na lang, it doesn't make sense to have any sort of issue behind this.
Exactly.
At all.
It's a non-issue, honestly. When it went viral, I was like, what is wrong with all of these? Mm. And honestly, for me, I am just so sick and tired when people pin women against each other. Mm. Because that's what it is. Yeah. They're making an issue out of something that wasn't even an issue in the first place. Can you imagine if just like people let it go?
Yeah.
And then that's it.
It also stoked the fires because I think Vice Ganda was part of Showtime as well.
Mm.
In I think like the following day or something, or maybe a segment. I'd have to fact check that. But kind of poke fun at yung comment ni Janella. Where something, they were talking about something and then Vice said, hindi pasok ko, kayo na lang. Like basically reiterating what Janella said, which I think added, you know, fuel to the flame. And to be honest, if that was really the case, it's a little bit petty, I would say, right? I mean, I guess they really wanted her to do a performance or something. But so that was also another thing that kind of stoked the fires of yung mga netizens that were bashing Janella. And
I'm actually not sure why Janella is always in the thick of some, you know, issue.
Right.
I feel like she's just trying to live her life. Pero parang palagi siyang nasa issue. Like whenever people talk about her, it's always, not always, but like for me, like yung palagi ko naririnig. So parang, wala lang.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how kasi I'm thinking maybe it's like the fandom of Kim Chu or the fandom of Showtime na medyo may ganong,
or just in general, you know, like I think people have an expectation na pag mag-guesting ka to promote something, you should be game for anything, blah blah blah. Which is weird, hindi ba nila no? Was it wala 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 pre-prod or something behind that?
Oh, nga eh.
I guess really goes to show the spontaneity of Showtime siguro. Maybe they really just do things on the fly. But it came to the point where Janela actually went on X now, well, Twitter, now X, and issued a couple of statements. So the first one was, oh, wow, I've been meaning to explain myself because the last thing I would ever want is to appear rude or disrespectful. And here I am met with so much love and comfort upon opening the app. So there were people who were supporting, of course, like you and me, who were, you know, in on her side. She said, thank you, makes me happy, blah, 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 hugs of gratitude. But because she also issued, because there are people who were actually targeting her son. I don't know why.
Yeah, like, that's insane.
And here's the final statement. And just to be clear, I personally apologize for unintentionally offending someone, but not for setting a valid boundary. If you twist my words, that's on you. I will always be assertive, but never disrespectful. If you can't tell the difference and find something wrong with that, then you're a people pleaser. And again, that's on you. Don't you dare try and involve my son the way most of y'all are boomers too. Embarrassing. Play. Mic drop.
The thing is, meron bang nagsabi, like si Kim Chu or Ann Curtis or anybody on Showtime, did anybody say that they were offended by it?
No.
Kasi, diba, yeah. Parang, so it just seems like it's just the viewers who saw that or who thought that she was being disrespectful and then everybody kind of just like jumped on it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think kasi si Karil, who's also a host on Showtime, went on, I think, Magic yata with, ano, Good Times yata with Mo. And explain, like, because Karel's a singer, right? So she said that she understood and that she's preparing for her big concert. So she just wanted to rest and recover properly. So I think, I mean, Karel understood. And I honestly, I don't think there was really any bad blood with the Showtime. I doubt it, right? I mean, they're in the industry, right?
And it's such a minor
thing. Yeah. So, you know, I guess when Vice made that joke after, parang feel ko it wasn't with ill intent, really. But I feel like you could have just saved that joke for another time or just not use it at all. But I don't think there's any, you know, bad.
Maybe they're riding on how viral it is.
Maybe.
Right now?
Well, it's could possible. Be. I mean, it's press, you know, bad press. Any press is good press, they say. But yeah, I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, I don't know why.
I'm going to listen to the song.
It's a good song.
Now I want to listen to the song.
It's a good song. Okay. It's a good song. I saw somewhere, I forgot, I can't find the actual quote. I might be just making up in my head. But I saw a statement yata, something about the Showtime host saying, like, there's nothing wrong with whatever. But I don't know, I can't find it. So anyway, any more thoughts on this? Janela Salvador, Showtime guesting?
That's
being
it. That's no? it. Just stop, guys. Yeah. Stop it.
So go listen to
Nip
Head
it in
Tone.
The bud.
Listen to Head Tone. Okay. Good song. Wapow?
Wapow. All right. So we're talking about drag queen Taylor Sheesh, and she's been going viral the past few years because that is, you know, like Taylor Swift has been big. I mean, she's always big.
Yeah.
And she is a drag queen that impersonates, I think, I do want to say impersonates Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah,
or
I think it's impersonate. She literally does the whole show. Like, she does the Eras Tour show as if it was Taylor Swift. So I think so. Impersonator.
So Taylor Sheesh was performing in a gig in Pangasinan, and she was traumatized after getting assaulted in the performance. So apparently, so there was a video going around. I did not watch the video. I haven't seen the video.
I
don't know
the
if they
photo.
Took it down.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah. So somebody on X said that may nanakit kay Taylor Sheesh sa Bayambang, which is the town in Pampanga. Mm. Ang ayos-ayos na nagpa-perform. So she also went on X saying that this is traumatic. Literally, I'm shaking right now. Now, yes, yun yung sinabi ni Taylor Sheesh. Okay. Now, they didn't actually say what happened. There are no additional details. And then, like I said, only photos and videos of the assault went around. Mm-hmm. Now, they did say, the mayor of Bayambang, Pangasinan, said that the perpetrator is already under police custody. So they already have the person who assaulted Taylor Sheesh in custody.
Oh, that's good.
Mayor Nina Jose Kiambao is the mayor of Bayambang, Pampanga. She released a statement on Facebook saying, "I will not tolerate homophobia and physical abuse in my town. I'm sorry to Taylor Sheesh that someone assaulted her during her performance," and even said that shame on you.
Yeah.
She also went on Facebook Live. The mayor also went on Facebook Live apologizing to the LGBTQ plus community for, you know, like for the whole thing that happened, reiterating that their town is very inclusive and very progressive and that she's very upset. So now, like I said, the person who assaulted Taylor Sheesh is under custody.
That's good. And at least it's a quick action.
Yeah.
That's a good
But that's just like, that's not even supposed to happen. You know what I mean? That's just
Little fun it's fact, not... I was looking up that Mayor Nina Kimbao. She was apparently a competitor in PBB in 2006.
Really now? Yeah. I did not know that.
So shout out to Mayor Nina. Nina, kasi may enye. So shout out to Mayor Nina. That was a good statement, and I love the transparency and everything. So.
And for me, I think what people forget, and we see it all the time, is that these performers are also people. Mm. You know, they're not a piece of meat for you to just
assault,
touch, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Diba? And even online, how they talk about the whole incident, it's just disgusting. Some of the comments are just disgusting. And I'm not even going to acknowledge all these things, but... Kasi, diba, parang it's so easy to hide behind your profile or your empty profile picture and say na, oh, deserve me or whatever. Just stop it.
Right.
Literally. So, true. Yeah. So, the team of, you know, like, of Mayor Nina Kimbao.
Mm-hmm. Good on
very
you.
Very transparent. And,
well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the quote, nga, we serve all races, all genders, and everyone... Mm-hmm. We strongly condemn the act of one individual last night. And I feel like that's something that isn't said enough. Yung, when stuff like this happens, a lot of the time, I guess maybe because of legal proceedings or whatever, they can't say certain things right away. But the fact that, yun nga, like, we strongly condemn this, we take a stand against this, it's something that isn't said as often as it should be, I think. So... shout out. And hopefully Taylor Sheesh isn't too traumatized by this because, I mean, dude, she's doing great work. Diba she galing siyang Australia, diba parang earlier this year? She literally did Taylor Sheesh did a show in Australia, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up, man. I saw her perform. I talked about it last year, but in case you missed that mix. Sa Swiftchella dito sa Pilipinas. And it was run by Club Red PH. I feel like they do, they might still be doing more Taylor Swift events. So if you want to go check out some Taylor Swift stuff in the Philippines, Club Red PH on Instagram does Taylor Swift events. And you might see Taylor Sheesh and other impersonators / performers there. Anything else you want to say about Taylor Sheesh?
That's it.
Wapow. All right, let's talk about Taragis. I can't stop saying that, Taragis. Taragis. So, first of all, let's give you a little bit of context. So, during April Fool's, which I hate. It's like my least favorite day of the year, by the way, April Fool's. I just hate it. I avoid all social media on April Fool's. It's just the worst. So Taragis, they released a... it was an April Fool's social media post saying something like, if you tattoo your body or forehead with our logo, we'll give you 100,000 pesos. And it turns out, I mean, so this is just in the timeline. So someone did do this. Someone actually did it and replied to the, you know, to the campaign, and they got the tattoo. Like, it's really a tattoo, a real fucking tattoo on their head of the logo. And then it came out to be that a few days later, you know, because of people posting online, there was a lot of discrepancies. Like, the guy who posted the tattoo thing posted it like 30 minutes later after the post. So, like, there's really no time to set that all up without it being set up in advance, which turned out to be the case. So it came out that there was a revelation video that was posted by Taragis on their Facebook page saying that it was a marketing stunt, and that they were actually, you know, this was planned for a while now. But the guy really did. His name is Ramil Albano. Did get that shit tattooed on his head. I mean, whatever the case may be, a guy has a tattoo of a Taragis takoyaki on his forehead because of this whole thing. And let's talk about it.
That must have hurt like a bitch.
Sure.
On your forehead? That's something else.
Yeah.
So apparently, when Taragis said that it was just a marketing stunt and it was for an April Fool's prank, after that, they tracked down the person who did the tattoo, and they talked to him and asked him about his story. And apparently he wanted to use the money for his son, who has Down syndrome, and of course, like, for their schooling and everything.
Yeah.
And they did give him the 100,000 pesos in the end.
Yeah.
Also, they I think so, yeah. Why? And they even asked him if he wanted to get the tattoo removed. Which he eventually said no to, which I'm just thinking,
why?
Maybe we can, you know, weigh our options right. first before saying no. Pero kasi it's his, you know, it's his choice anyway. So
what I don't get is if it was really planned, why would they get a real tattoo? If it was just for, you know, video or photo, you know, content at all, you can get a pretty good you can put a stick on tattoo that they could have made look real. But they legit got this guy to make this guy get a tattoo. So anyway, I guess it brought up a lot of conversations about, you know, marketing ploy, especially during April Fools, where, you know, people post shit posts and memes a lot on April Fools. And it's not like Taragis is the only brand that took advantage of the day, you know, April 1. There's so many content creators and brands that did post on April Fools things that were, you know, that could be misconstrued, that can be misleading. And so people have been, it brought up the discussion of truth in marketing, or like how to handle April Fools. Because I really hate April Fools. Like, that's just like the worst day ever online for me. Because I forget sometimes, if you don't know what day it is, like you'll see something like, oh my God, Marvel just cast somebody. And you're like, holy shit, that's so cool. And then you're like, oh yeah, I forgot it's April Fools, right?
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
What are your thoughts on
that? And the thing is, for me, it's always such a fine line, because tayo kasi, we know April Fools and what's behind it and everything. But I feel like there should be some sort of responsibility or accountability on their end. And just like, if you're just a regular person, diba? Like, you know, even years before, where people post like pregnancy announcements and then they say that it's just a joke that. And you forget that it hurts people, it hurts real people behind the joke, quote unquote, or the prank. Because there are people who, they have a hard time getting pregnant, and then all these people just like poke fun at it.
Right.
So when it comes to that, I feel like, I don't know. Because it's not something that you can just...
emotion, diba? I mean, like when stuff like that shit comes out.
But I feel like it's also something that you can't just say, that you can just say, oh, guys, stop na natin yung April Fools. Diba? Parang it's such a widely known thing, right, especially for brands out there. Parang feeling ko lang talaga, dapat talaga, there is some sort of responsibility. And wala bang parang nag-check ng mga bagay-bagay na to? Hindi ba dapat may team kayo na parang, oh guys, tignan muna natin yung effect ng prank na to sa mga tao. What will they feel when you do it?
DTI for sure, di ba? DTI permit, yeah. Wala.
F-tem. Hindi, kasi I'm sure hindi na yung dadaan. Kasi, di ba, it's a business, small business.
Yeah.
And hindi din naman siya sa TV or sa radio.
But in fairness, I'd never heard of the brand until this.
And now...
now I know. I mean, I would probably never eat there anyway. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, if I saw it, I'd be like, nah, I'm not gonna eat there. Just because of the whole thing. I mean, it's negative enough for me to be like, eh, fuck that. fuck that. I'm not going to get some takoyaki.
At saka, if you think about it, is it even a good thing that this happened to them? Yes, they are widely known, but it, will it be translated into people buying from them?
Yeah, are they, you know, successful? I mean? Are they a successful business? Like, does anybody
know?
Because they have a lot of followers, like on online and shit.
Yeah. Kasi hindi na, I mean, ako, hindi ko alam if, like, do they get the money from all of the followers and the views that they have or from the business itself.
From the business itself, yeah.
From the takoyaki itself. Right, so, we don't know.
I mean, but I feel like 100K is not that steep for the owner. I mean, given their social media, you know, following and... I feel ko lang that they have money. So, the 100K scheme of things, I think it wasn't worth it. Well, maybe for the guy, I get it. But like you did mention, he said he did it for his son and whatnot. But that should have been worth way more.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say.
Like how much, I mean, for you, Rika G, hypothetical, you know, how much? How much would you?
I'd have to
do it for 1 billion pesos.
Yeah.
Literally.
Something insane. Yeah. Like something that will change my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where people will be like, that's the guy with the, that's the billionaire with a tattoo on his forehead. Because no way would I do that for 1 million pesos, 2 million, maybe 50, maybe. But that, even that, I'd be like,
bilis mag-turn. Maybe 50.
Even 50 million, what is that? That's not even $1 million. I feel like I'd need at least $1 million. But, and then, of course, you know, other brands did before this was revealed as a, you know, as a planned thing. Other brands did jump on the wheel. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't think we mentioned in the timeline of things. Supposedly, yung the script nila, but this was scripted, was that they denied him that they weren't gonna pay him the money. Parang there was even a statement from their page na parang ano. Reading comprehension is important. Di ba na nakita mo ba yan? There was like a thing that's so Taragis initially quote unquote denied the prize because it was an April Fool's joke. Like that was their script. So that's what also got people riled up as well. And other brands jumped in and decided to give money to the guy who got his head tattooed. So in other words, it also got other brands involved who thought this was a real thing. And I guess that, I don't know if there's some issues with that behind the scenes and whatnot.
I think marketing-wise, and I'm not an expert anyway, but marketing-wise, I think this is just not the way to go.
I don't think so.
Diba? When you're, especially when you're promoting something so far off from what you're selling, or you're promoting something so far off from what you want to do. Kasi, diba, parang you're asking people to get a tattoo. Hindi naman sa sinasabi ko na okay lang, get a tattoo on their forehead. Pero hindi ko naman sinasabi na okay lang yun. But like, let's say you're a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, you're a skin clinic that does tattoo removals. Or something like, alam mo yun. But I'm not saying that it's okay to do it. Pero, diba, parang, you should have that system within your team, within your group, where you think that, will this be okay before you post? It is such a grabe. Grabe lang yung parang effect niya now. And
but that's the I mean, I guess that's the way social media goes now. I mean, shock value really is the way to go with a lot
for
of
sure.
things. Because if it was just, I mean, I'm trying to think, a lot of campaigns for a lot of brands fall to the wayside because they're so normal. Which is crazy, right? I mean, if there's not something that gets attention nowadays, a lot of campaigns fail or at least underperform. I would say I'm not looking at real numbers here. I'm just kind of this just as a general perception of how I see social media. The TikTok shit that I see when there's people promoting TikTok stuff store in the TikTok store, the ones that do well are the ones that are like a little bit off from the traditional sense. Of course, not as extreme as the tattoo thing, but I think it just goes to show you nga why this was even approved by anybody, or at least this was even in somebody's train of thought that, hey, this could work. I mean, I would have never thought of it, TBH. But I guess that's why I'm not viral online. You know, I mean, if the first hook of a video is tattooing my forehead for 100,000 pesos, you best believe I'm going to watch that shit just cause.
Right.
Just cause. Whether it does good for the brand or not. Yeah. But whether it does well for the brand in the long term, I think that's really, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think it hurts more than it helps in this case.
For sure. For sure.
Man. Yeah, but no other thoughts on.
They should just call it
putari. But bawal ba yun? Can you, is it wrong? Can you not use expletives?
Honestly, I think you can do whatever
can
you want.
Can you use bad words?
But in I think you can names? Do whatever you want. But the thing is, I think you just have to think of the repercussions that you will get from, you know, naming your brand that way. Kasi, like
I
said,
clothing brands okay, feeling ko, kaya pa.
Kasi feeling ko hindi kayo makakapag put up ng ads on TV or on radio. Yes. Those are like the limitations that happens. Like, 'di ba? You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Right.
But you have to think about the repercussions of it. So I'm guessing like maybe that's the reason why, you know, they really stick to online ads and everything kasi wala namang censorship in any way when it comes to you know, online.
Did I tell you about my I wanted to make a I want to make a t-shirt, like t-shirts. Like I want to make a t-shirt mm-hmm. company because I feel like I have a lot of cool design ideas. Even though I'm not good at designing, I feel like I could, you know, someone could design it for me. The name of the mother company, I was going to name it Public Hairs. Public Hairs.
I get it.
Or something like that. I feel like it would be cool. Olala. Anyway, I would have to think about, you know, the marketing of that. Then you can't put that shit on air or online or whatnot. But anything,
I think you can.
Yeah, you think so?
It's not something. Yeah, I think you can.
Think it's catchy. Anyway,
I think it's
I'm crowdsourcing here on the Halal Show.
Feeling ko kasi it's like on the line. On kumbaga, the line. You're not stepping over the line, okay. But you are.
So
there.
It's like taragis then, in a sense, not.
Hindi eh, kasi taragis is a bad word. Like it's an expletive.
Well, but they shorten it. It's like using that's the F word, right? Isn't it? Like instead of saying fuck, you
I
say
mean,
the F word.
No, that's different. Because you don't say the word.
So
taragis
talaga
is a.
I know it's like you.
I think
actually,
so. It
I
doesn't make it.
I didn't make that connection until you said it at the start of this mix. That I was like, oh, nga no, putaragis nga yun na.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So,
but at the end of the day, these are all just words that we put meaning on it.
True.
So
takoyaki,
you know, we don't know.
Which they, I think,
okay.
On their Facebook, it says they're in San Fernando, Pampanga. I don't know. I've never mm-hmm. seen it in Metro Manila. So maybe it's more than sa Norte, maybe more on Pampanga area. I just got to say that the owner looks like a douchebag. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that. That's not Rika's thoughts. That's mine. He looks like a douchebag, man. One of those... discarte over diploma kind of guys. That's what the vibe that he gives me. You know, and that's always a hot topic too, by the way, online. Discarte versus diploma.
For me, I think, you know, these kinds of content creators, they have a certain appeal to people.
To a certain demographic. It's the Andrew Tate demographic.
It
really
is. I'm about to say, like, the alpha male, like, you know, take my word for it.
Right.
I've experienced it, looking at people different. You know what I mean? They can exist, but I will never, ever believe anything, a word that comes out of their
what
mouth.
A bunch of tools, man. I just want that's just
JC's
me.
Words,
that's,
not
those are
mine.
My words, but these guys are a bunch of tools, right? I don't give a fuck. Like, what a bunch of jerk-offs, man.
Hindi kasi parang ako, sayang eh, alam mo yun, sayang yung the audience that you have and the power that you wield when it comes to the people watching you. Sayang na parang sana iba yung effect na nabibigay mo sa mga tao instead of these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. True.
So,
because
like,
they clearly
have
talent in terms of, you know, knowing the scope of social media. I mean, it's not easy to grow their page to the size and to the to the level of exposure that they have. So that takes skill. I'm not taking that away from them. But they could have done, I mean, I feel like they there's so many other ways. I mean, look, I mean, it's just kind of like the difference between like Mr. Beast and Andrew Tate, right? They both have a lot of pull. Mr. Beast does it in a way that I think is more palatable to the human race, right? Something that's better for the human race.
Humane.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily just about giving money away. It's just like, if you watch Mr. Beast's old videos, he's just having a good time and not stepping on anybody's toes or anything, versus, you know, all these other content creators that we were talking about that just, they prey on emotions. Is this the key word like that people have been throwing around, preying on
people's emotions? Basically, talagang like nanggagalit sila ng mga tao and they don't give a fuck about it, literally.
And they make money, man. Fuck. These guys are making money hand over fist, some of these guys. Anyway, Wapow?
Wapow.
That's the podcast for today. Yeah, man. What else did we want to plug? I mean, we still have merch. I have to get on. I know I have to ship out one shirt. I'm sorry. I was busy over the weekend, but I'm going to get that sorted. But if you want merch, we do have it on our Halala Show Instagram page. You can scroll down just a couple like swipes down. You'll see the designs there. If you want to buy shirts, just message the Halala Show Instagram. I'll take care of that for you. But where can they follow us online, Rikadli?
It's at the Halala Show everywhere except on Instagram, where it's just at Halala Show. We also have a Facebook group, which is the Halala Show Leche Fam. And you can email us whatever you want to email us, whatever, if it's a confession or just a letter,
yeah.
A love letter.
Love letter.
It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. All right.
That's the podcast. So shall we extra song? Halala Show.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.